Mike Pence says he has nothing to hide. On Lisa Brady, Fox News, the former vice president visiting Iowa and reacting to a judge's ruling that he must testify in a probe of efforts to overturn election results, though he can refuse to answer questions about January 6th when he was acting as president of the Senate.
I am pleased that the judge recognized that the Constitution speech and protection clause applies to my work as vice president.
Adding he's still discussing next steps with his lawyers, Pence is considered a possible 2024 presidential candidate. Two Republican senators say it's time to label Mexico's drug cartels as terrorist organizations, proposing a bill known as the Narcos Act, driven in part by the fentanyl flowing over the southern U.S. border. House Democrats want action on guns after the Nashville school shooting.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark spoke first and demanded congressional action following the Nashville school shooting in which 3 9-year-old children were killed.
The least the MAGA majority can do is have the courage to show parents where they stand. Give us a vote on the assault weapons.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries agreed with her, saying they are demanding
that House Republicans put people over politics and put kids over guns.
Multiple House Democrats called the type of guns often used in mass shootings weapons of war.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Gun rights advocates have argued for a greater focus on school security, mental health, and red flag laws. Pope Francis is at a hospital in Rome for what the Vatican describes as previously scheduled tests. No other details, but his audiences have been canceled through Friday. That's raising some questions about the Pope's participation in Holy Week activities that begin Sunday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Buying handguns without a permit wins final approval in North Carolina as lawmakers overrule the governor.
North Carolina had long allowed for a purchasing permit to buy handguns, but after Democratic Governor Roy Cooper vetoed a bill to do away with the permits, the legislature votes to overturn it and end the permitting. The change in the law means local sheriff's offices in North Carolina will not vet permit applicants, forcing handgun buyers to be subject to the FBI's national instant background checking at the time of sale. North Carolina still requires permits for concealed carry, but allows for permitless open carry. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Officials in Louisville say the drinking water is safe and that there's no evidence of a chemical leak from a barge containing tons of methanol, one of 10 barges that broke away from a tugboat early yesterday on the Ohio River.
Authorities are closely watching potential health risks, especially because the Ohio River provides drinking water for 5 million people. Last month, following a train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, fears were raised that the river had been contaminated.
Fox's David Lee Miller. For now, the effort to recover the loose barges continues. There's a generation gap over family dinners, with a new poll finding millennials and Gen Z divided on the importance of them.
How often do you and your family sit down for a family dinner? New research shows 4 in 10 parents report having only 3 or fewer family dinners per week, leaving 42% of respondents worried. The poll by the Little Potato Company also found that millennial and Gen X parents want their kids to know the importance of spending time with family, but Gen Z parents want their kids to have a love of food. Respondents did agree on the ingredients for a perfect family dinner, including a meal using a passed down family recipe, good conversation, and all family members in the household being present. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A rally continues for now on Wall Street. The Dow's up 193. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.